Well, it's just turned 12:15, and I'll say good afternoon to everybody. You're very, very welcome. And I see a lot of visitors here today as well. So, visitors, you're very, very welcome to this special occasion. Now, we have a very special speaker with us today, Mr. Paul Somerville. And Paul has been with us not that long ago. So, Paul, welcome back again. And we're looking forward to whatever Paul has got to say to us later on. And this is a very special day, Children's Day. And I want to thank the children and the teachers for the work that they have put into this. Now, I'm a teacher myself, but I wasn't here last week. And I had known of the hassle that they had because they had a lot of work to do and getting equipment set up and making sure it would work. I'm not going to name anybody by names, but you know the teachers? Well, you know Richard down at the back and Lynn there? They're really the cogs of the machinery here, and they keep things going. So thank you to everybody who made that contribution, and especially to the boys and girls. Now, I have been listening to them here today, and they're doing their part very, very well, and I'm sure that you will enjoy it. So sit back and enjoy it. And the other thing I want to say also, thanks to the parents for the effort that they make in bringing their children to Sunday school. That's very, very important. Bringing them here every Sunday. And I want to also say, teaching the class, they're excellent. They're great children. You couldn't ask for better. So I want to say that. And thank you, parents, for the job that you are doing. It's very much appreciated. Now, there's a couple of other things I want to say as well, just by way of announcements. And everybody has got an announcement sheet, I'm sure. And you can read that at home and go through it yourself. But there's a few things I want to highlight. And one of them is Creation Children's Church Rota is in the vestibule. So that's where you will find it. And the creche is resuming next Sunday, the 19th of June, in the Bailey Room. So it's restarting on the 19th of June, that's next week. Now, the midweek Bible class, the midweek in Glenhoy, it's usually on Zoom, but this incoming week, there'll be no Zoom. We're having a special speaker, and that girl is Jane Dunbea. Now, you've heard tell of Dunbea and Dungannon, where the meat plant is, but this girl's Jane Dunbea, and I hope I have pronounced that right. And she is with Unevangelized Fields Mission. That's who she works with. So she will be taking that. So there'll be no Zoom on Wednesday night. So just go along to Glenhoy. I think that's about all that I have got to say. We'll just leave it to these cable girls here, and it'll run automatically. Okay, I'll leave it with you. Leave it to you, girls. Okay.
We would like to welcome you all here today for our Children's Day service. It is really wonderful to see so many children, parents, grandparents, and friends filling the church. It has been a wonderful few years. It has been a few years since we could gather like this, and we are really thankful and pleased to return to normal.
We hope you will enjoy this service, which we have been preparing for a few weeks with the help of our teachers. We are excited to introduce some new praise songs and also look forward to the message that our guest speaker, Paul Somerville, will bring to us later.
We now invite you all to join us in our first congregational hymn, I Am So Glad. Sarah, Anna, Thomas, and James will then open our service with prayer.
Thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come together here today on our Children's Day to worship and praise you. Thank you for giving us songs which we can sing. We thank you that we can use music to worship you. Help us all to do our best today, and we pray everything that's said and done will glorify you, Lord. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we praise you because you have created a world that is beautiful and amazing. When we think about the size of the universe, or when we hear the sound of crashing thunder, or feel the power of the waves breaking on the seashore, we remember what a great God you are. But Father, you also care about the little details, the pattern on a butterfly's wing, or the different shapes of leaves on the tree. Please teach us to appreciate all that you have made and to enjoy your world. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, forgive us when we do wrong. We think thoughts which are wrong. We say hurtful and untrue words. We do things which make you sad. Forgive us when we forget not forgive others. Forgive us when we forget to thank you. We ask so much from you and expect you to always give us what we ask for. Forgive our selfish Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen.
Thank you, God, that you love us and care for us. Thank you that we are able to praise you when we like. Thank you that you are always there when we need you, and that you always hear our prayers. Thank you for helping us with our problems, and that you will never leave us. Amen.
A very important part of our time spent in Sunday school on a Sunday morning is time spent reading, listening to, and discussing God's Word. Zoe and Jack will now read from Luke 19, verses 1 to 10.
After this, our Sunday school choir will bring their first two worship songs to us. Singing is another important and enjoyable part of our time in Sunday school, and we are looking forward to sharing these songs with you. The first song is called Light of the World, and then we will sing God is for Me.
We would now like to take a reading at Luke 19. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
Oh,
Each Sunday, the Bible class meet in the loft with Sonia, and we have the opportunity to discuss God's word in more depth and discuss topics which are relevant and appropriate for us.
The boys in the Bible class are now going to recite verses 1-3 from the book of Isaiah, and then the senior girls' choir is going to sing a lovely piece entitled Thank You Jesus for the Blood.
Isaiah 43, verses 1-3. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am your Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
Thank you.
Our Sunday School choir will once again come to the front to bring their final two songs. You may well recognise these, so feel free to join in if you wish. The first piece is This Little Light of Mine, and then they will sing Zacchaeus Was a Wee Little Man.
The Lord. come down, for I'm going to your house today, for I'm going to your house today. Zacchaeus was a little man, but a happy man was he, for he had seen the Lord that day, and a happy man was he, and a very happy man was he. Zacchaeus was a little man, but a happy man was he, for he had seen the Lord that day, and a happy man was he, and a very happy man was he, and a happy man was he.
As we come towards the end of our programme today, we want to bring our thanks and requests to God in prayer. James, Henry, Casey and Grace will lead us in prayer, and then we ask you to join in our second congregational hymn, Who Put the Colours in the Rainbow?
We look forward to the message brought by our speaker, Paul, today. We hope you have enjoyed our service, and thank you once again for joining in with us to make it even more special.
Our Father, thank you for all the people who help us every day. Thank you for those who work in jobs which involve caring for others. Thank you, Father, for doctors and nurses who help us out when we are not feeling well. Thank you for our families and friends who care for us. Thank you, too, for those who are just loving people and who help us out when, where and where they can. Help us to show our thanks by helping others. Amen.
Father God, thank you for our Sunday school teachers. Help us to listen well when they tell us about your love for us. Help us to enjoy reading our Bibles and talking to you in prayer. Thank you too for the friends we make and that we can praise and pray together. We also thank you, Father, for our teachers and everyone who works in our schools. Thank you that we can go to school and feel safe and cared for. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, God, for loving us. You're the best friend of all, Lord. You never let us down and forgive us for all the bad things we do. You are always there in times of trouble. We want to be more like you. Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, we pray for the people in other lands, especially the girls and boys. Some will learn but have no teachers. Some are sick but have no doctor. Some are scared or sad but have no one to comfort them. Some are hungry and poor but have no one to help them. Some are happy and cared for as we are ourselves. For all we ask your love and care through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Are you really impressed by what you've seen so far and what you've heard so far? I really am impressed, and I'm sure mums and dads and grannies and grandads and everybody else in between are really proud. Can I use that word proud? Yeah, I'll use that word proud. I'm sure you're really proud of what the boys and girls have contributed today. Those who are young and those who are not so young, certainly you've done us all proud this morning. And well, now it's my turn, and hopefully I'll come up to the same standard that you have contributed this morning. Well, what I want to do, if you haven't already guessed, is to share with you a story from the Bible. And if you've been listening to the Bible readings that have been spoken, and the little music video that was played as well and sung to, I'm going to talk about this story of Zacchaeus. You know, we really do have favourite stories in the Bible, and one of my favourite stories is Zacchaeus. Suppose when I think of Zacchaeus, I think of someone who was short, yeah? I'm 6'3". My son's 6'5". Can you believe that? And he wears size 12 shoes, so he's got good balance. But Zacchaeus was a man who was small in stature. And so we really want to look at that little story. And I have to say, you've brought back a lot of memories for me. When I was growing up in my little church in East Belfast, I used to love Children's Day. I used to love Sunday school. And so I thought, how can I communicate this wonderful story of Zacchaeus? You've done it so well thus far. So how can I present it to you? Now, my son, who I already mentioned, he's 22. His name's Aaron. He says, Dad, are you going to show PowerPoint? And I says, no. He says, well, how are you going to emphasize this wonderful story? How are you going to grab the attention of the boys and girls and everybody else? I says, well, I'm of the old school. I'm at that age where I can remember you would have used little cards with the pictures on it. And my son says, Dad, what I will do is I will upload to the cloud, then you can download from the cloud some photographs into your mobile phone. And I says, what? What's the cloud got to do with it? Now, I know you younger people down there, you absolutely know what my son was talking about. So I did the only thing that an old man like me does. I just handed him my phone and he sorted it out with me. So I've got these photographs that I was going to share with you, but I realized looking all the way back and looking down at the front, there's no way you could see these photographs if I was to show them, or these pictures in regards to Zacchaeus. So what I did, being of the old school, was I went out and I got some photographs or some pictures made. So I'm going to refer to these little posters because it brings me back to when I was a kid, sitting where you're sitting, listening to someone tell a story by showing little photographs or little posters. Now, our story, there's a verse of scripture that's already been quoted. And can I say to the boys and girls who read the scriptures, basically, was it Jack and Zoe? You did it wonderfully well. And one of the verses was verse 10, where Jesus said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, see that term, boys and girls, Son of Man? All that really is was a title that was given to Jesus. So we could quote the scripture like this: Jesus has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And so really, the story of Zacchaeus is about Jesus looking for Zacchaeus, who was lost in sin. Interesting. I know. Why not I just share the story one more time? So anyway, our story, look at the size of that, eh? What? You wouldn't get that on your mobile phone. Anyway, our story is about Zacchaeus. Now, I don't know whether anybody in here called Zacchaeus. Nobody's put their hands up. I've never met anybody called Zacchaeus. Maybe if there is, I apologize, and you can sort of shake my hand on the way out if you're allowed to do that. Anyway, Zacchaeus. Now, my son Aaron, who I keep referring to, he has a friend called Zach. Now, I don't know whether Zach is short for Zacchaeus, but it does begin with the same letter, which is the letter Z, you see? I'm not that old. I still remember my alphabet. But anyway, our story is about Zacchaeus. Now, Zacchaeus lived and worked in a city called Jericho. Way back in the day, Jericho was a very, very busy place. People would have brought things to sell them, other people would have came to buy them, and the rest of the population, well, they just sat around and lived in that wonderful city of Jericho. And in the middle of all that, there was Zacchaeus with a Z. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Now, tax collectors back in the day, what would have happened was, those who brought things to sell, and those who would have bought them, and the rest of the population, would have had to pay taxes to the government of the day. And it was old Zacchaeus' job to go and to collect the money. But of course, back in those days, Zacchaeus, well, he, like the rest of the tax collectors, they would have took more money than they should have collected, and they would have pocketed it. They would have kept it for themselves. And so Zacchaeus and all the other tax collectors, well, they became rich. They became wealthy through their ill-gotten gains because of the bad things they were doing. And so what happens? Well, it's inevitable that people didn't like tax collectors. In fact, poor old Zacchaeus, he didn't have any friends. Boys and girls, can you imagine that, not having any friends? And for Zacchaeus, it was lonely because nobody would talk to him. In fact, everybody, believe it or not, they would have hated Zacchaeus because of the job that he did, demanding taxes, demanding money, taking more money of people than they should have been doing. So for Zacchaeus, living in Jericho, it was pretty lonely because nobody liked him. However, one day, as he sat in his little room, I suppose, counting his money, loads of it, he looked out of the window because he could hear a loud noise. And as he looked out of the window, he saw a gathering crowd. And he thought to himself, hey, oh, what's going on over there? I wonder, is this an opportunity to go out and get more money? If there's a crowd gathering, maybe I should tax them on that. So he went out to have a look, other side of the card. Can you see it? Look at that. Zacchaeus is asking people, what are you waiting for? What's happening? Now, because people didn't like him, maybe there was those people who were shunning him. Maybe there was those people who were ignoring him. But he eventually found from some of the people who would tell him that they were waiting on a man called Jesus who was passing through Jericho. There was excitement in the air. The crowd was buzzing because Jesus, whose reputation had gone before him, people had heard about Jesus doing wonderful things. They'd heard about Jesus teaching marvelous things. And so they thought, he's coming to Jericho. Do you know something? We're going to wait. We're going to see him. And we're going to listen to what he has to say. Now, Zacchaeus hadn't heard about Jesus. I mean, he lived in Jericho, but because of his job, because nobody liked him, well, nobody was telling him, and he hadn't heard about Jesus. So he thought to himself, who is this person? Who is Jesus? Now, boys and girls and mums and dads, can you imagine not knowing about Jesus? Here we are, meeting in this wonderful church. I just shared with you how I grew up in Sunday school and church, so I knew about Jesus even as a young boy. And you're here today, and I have no doubt that Edwin, Reverend Fraser, opens up the scriptures on a weekly basis and tells you wonderful things in the Bible about Jesus. Your Sunday school teachers, likewise, so you know about him. But for Zacchaeus back in the day, well, he didn't know, but he was curious. He wanted to know about this man. So he thought to himself, what can I do? I know I will stand with this crowd and I'll wait for Jesus. But here was the problem. Do you remember we shared a little earlier? In fact, it was read in the scriptures a little earlier. We sang about it, or the girls or the choir sang about it, how Zacchaeus was a wee man. He was small in stature. I'm 6'3". There you go. But Zacchaeus, he was a little shorter than that. So he couldn't see over the heads of the people. He scratched his head. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I can't see over them. Can't get around them. There's too many of them. I can't get over them. I can't get under them, rather. They won't let me dig. And I can't get through them because, well, they don't like me. And they're just pushing me away. So what was he going to do? Well, You know the story. Let me fill it in for you. He decided that what he would do was go find a tree. Yeah, if in doubt, go find a tree. I will climb a tree, not just any tree, a sycamore tree. And back in the day in Jericho, with these sycamore trees, they would have lined the dusty roads through the city. So he thought, if I climb the tree, get under the branch, sit down, have a look, lean over, I'll see Jesus as he passes by. That's what he would do. So that's what he did. He climbed the tree. He found a little branch and he perched himself on it, sitting, waiting comfortably for Jesus to pass his way. And after a time, the crowd continued to swell, lots of noise, anticipating Jesus coming. He did see in the distance the crowd beginning to move, the crowd coming towards him. And he realized that in the midst of that crowd, there was a man who they all seemed to be interested in. You know who it was. I know who it was. Zacchaeus began to understand that it was Jesus. So he thought, looking down on the crowd, I can see Jesus passing by. But then something amazing happened. Jesus stopped. He stopped, and the crowd thought, he's going to talk to us. But he didn't talk to them, because the next amazing thing he did, because he stopped at the very tree where Zacchaeus was, he looked up into the tree. He looked up into the very tree where Zacchaeus was, and he looked into the face of Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus was startled. You see, many people had looked at Zacchaeus, but nobody looked at Zacchaeus the way Jesus did. Because when Zacchaeus looked into Jesus' face, he saw a face of care, he saw a face of love, he saw a face of compassion. The only stirs that Zacchaeus had got because of his job as a tax collector would have been of disdain, would have been of hatred, because people didn't like him. But here was a man called Jesus looking into the face of Zacchaeus with love. That had never happened before. But then something doubly amazing happened. Because just as the crowd were waiting for Jesus to speak to them, he actually began to say, Zacchaeus. He actually called out Zacchaeus' name. And I'm sure poor old startled Zacchaeus nearly fell out of his tree. But he didn't. He hung on for life. And he grabbed another branch. And he thought, he has just spoken my name. Jesus knows my name. My boys and girls, you shouldn't be surprised at that, because Jesus is the Son of God. He knew all about Zacchaeus. He knew where he had come from. He knew where he was, up the tree. He knew about all the bad things he had done. Took money off the people illegally. He knew that Zacchaeus was a sinner. He knew that Zacchaeus was lost. But that was the very reason that Jesus had stopped by the tree. Because on that day, he had come to find Zacchaeus. And boys and girls and mums and dads, grannies and grandas and everybody else, he knows all about you as well. He knows your very name. The Bible even says that even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So we shouldn't be surprised. And if Jesus knew about Zacchaeus, then he knows all about you as well. Those good things, those not so good things, and those things that are bad. But then as he continued to stir into the face of Zacchaeus, he said, Zacchaeus, come down, for I must go to your house today. What was happening here? Not only had Jesus mentioned Zacchaeus' name, now he wanted to go to Zacchaeus' house. Now, as I said, nobody liked Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus never had people come to his house. He never threw parties because he hadn't any friends. Nobody liked him. So to have Jesus wanting him to go to his house, boys and boys, that was a new thing for Zacchaeus. And so, whereas Zacchaeus nearly fell out of the tree when he mentioned his name, this time he jumped out of the tree. He obeyed Jesus' call to come down. And so he did just that. He jumped out of the tree. He landed on his 2 feet, luckily. He got his balance right. And he just looked into the very eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the crowd that day, they couldn't believe what was happening here. Here was Jesus, whose reputation had gone before him. Here was Jesus, who had done so many good things, great things, fantastic things. And they said, do you not realize who this man Zacchaeus is? He's a sinner. He's a tax collector. He's a bad man. And you're going to his house. They couldn't believe what was happening. Now, Jesus did go to Zacchaeus' house. We're not told what was discussed, but I can just imagine Jesus sitting down with Zacchaeus and telling him some wonderful truths. Telling Zacchaeus, I know all about you. I know who you are. I know where you're from. I know where you are right now. But can I tell you, I've come to do something for you, Zacchaeus. I've come to lay down my life for you. I've come to take your sin and to make it my own. I've come to die for you, Zacchaeus. And he would have told them why he'd come. I've come to seek you out, Zacchaeus. I've come to save you, Zacchaeus, to give you hope, to give you life. And here was Zacchaeus. He'd done many a bad thing. Maybe he had thought to himself, I wish I could do better things. And sometimes we try to do that. We say to ourselves, I'm going to be a better person. But when we do that, we fail, don't we? We always seem to go back to all our faults. But when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he saves us. He keeps us. He gives us the energy and the strength to carry on in our journey of life. And Zacchaeus, he took Jesus at his word. Not only did he invite him into his house, which he did, but he invited him to come in to his life. And the scriptures that were read so beautifully this afternoon, we find that a change came upon Zacchaeus because he said to the Lord, look, if I've wronged anybody, I'm going to give them back their money. If I've taken so much off them, I'm going to give them X amount more money back. You see, when you do accept Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, when you turn from your sin and you take him as your Savior, what a difference he makes in your life. He gives you life with a capital L. He gives you a hope that lasts beyond this life. And just like Zacchaeus, there's a change. Do you know, the people that day, as I've said, they couldn't believe what was happening. Jesus comes and he communes with a sinner. Does he not know who he is? And it's then that we have those words that I quoted at the very beginning, where Jesus spoke the words to everyone around him, and he simply says, the Son of Man, or I have come to seek and to save that which was lost. Boys and girls, can I share with you that 2,000 years ago Zacchaeus was found by the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell you that today Jesus is still seeking those who are lost, and he's still able to save those who call upon him, just like Zacchaeus did. And just as Zacchaeus invited him into his home, the Lord asks that we would invite him into our hearts, and he will certainly make a difference in your life if we would just turn from those things, that those sinful things, and put our trust in him. And Zacchaeus realized that salvation, being a Christian, it isn't based upon belonging to a church, or it doesn't based upon doing good things, but rather it's in trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. And I suppose that's quite fitting this morning, because as our time together draws to a close, we're going to finish our little address and finish our time together by singing our last hymn, In Christ Alone. Just before we come to distribute the Sunday School prizes, let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to have met in this house, this place today. We pray, dear God, that all that has been said and shared and sung will have brought much glory and honor and praise to your wonderful and to your holy name. And so, Father, now, as we do come to conclude, as we come to acknowledge the attendance and of our young people, we pray, dear God, you would bless all that will be distributed now. And so may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forever. Amen.